Please stand and turn to face the cross and the font as you are able.
We come together because our God is good. God is the one with love makes us, who with love makes us, who out of love rescues us, and who through love changes us into better versions of ourselves.
Amen.
When we were baptized, we were made into God's children, and God loves us no matter what we do, like He loved Jesus, Christ Jesus, His only Son. Let us thank God for giving us the gift of baptism. We thank you, God.
And you spoke the word that made everything live and move and breathe. You saved Noah and his family from the flood. The heart of the sea and the seed of the people, Israel, from slavery and the sin of Crete. Your son was baptized by John in the waters of the Jordan River, and there he marked him as your son by the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you adopt us and promise to love us forever as your children. We praise you for giving us water to keep everything alive. And even more, we praise you for giving us new life in Christ Jesus.
We pray, make your spirit to fall like the rain upon us, and renew our lives with the forgiveness, grace, and love which only you can give. May you be praised and honored through Jesus Christ, one God in the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
God, who can do all things, who makes us new through water and the Holy Spirit, and forgives all our sins, strengthen us to do good, and with the Holy Spirit's power, keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May God's gift of love in Jesus Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of love, help us to recognize the importance of all children, no matter where in the world they come from. Help us to take up our cross and follow your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Please be seated.
So I'm going to switch places with Danielle. And I'm going to ask the other children to move around in front of me. Turn around so you can see. Because I have some questions. I have a couple questions for you. So sometimes, Ben, do you want to come over? Do you want to sit over here? Okay. Sometimes when people are belong to a club or to an organization, or if they want to let people know what they're belonging to, they will wear a symbol or a sign of that. So like if I was a Padres fan, I might have a hat with a big P on it that says, then people would see that hat and say, oh, there's a Padres fan. Well, I'm a Christian, and sometimes I want a symbol or a sign to show people that I belong to that Christian community, that I belong to Jesus. What would be a good sign? What might be a sign? A cross. That was the exact answer that I wanted. I want you to just look around from where you're sitting and see if you can see any crosses. You see one? You see one there? Do you see any other ones besides that one big one? Oh, there's one. Do you see? Oh, there's one there. There's one there. There's another one over there. There's one up there.
On your book.
On my book, there's one. Does anybody in the congregation have a cross necklace, ring, earrings, or tattoo? Put your hands up. Put your hands up. See, look at all those crosses. There are a lot of crosses. Well, you know, I've got something for you. And I'll show you what I have for you. To help you remember that you are a child of God, I decorated this one. And you will have a chance to decorate yours when you go out after church. But I'm going to give this cross. This says, it's got a line for your name. So you'd put, Gavin is a child of God. I am, how many years old are you? 5 and a half years old. My favorite color is?
Red.
Red. And my favorite food is?
Strawberries.
Strawberries. Strawberries are red. I bet that's why you like red, because you like strawberries. So you'll get a chance to make your cross when out after service, when we have the tables will be set up with markers and craft, and so you'll be able to mark your own cross. So here's one for Reese. Here's one for Penny. I mean for Madeline. For Madeline, for Lucas. Chloe, here's one for you. Penny, here's one for you. Danielle, one for you. Gavin, a cross for you. Cameron, here's one for you. Julia, there's one for you. Leah, there's one for you. Ben, here's one for you. Does anyone have a younger brother or sister that they need to take a cross for? Ben, do you have a younger brother?
Ben. Uh-huh.
Who's your brother?
It's Beckett.
Beckett. I'm going to give you one for Beckett, too, because Beckett is a child of God. She's already got one. Cameron.
I have a baby. I have, like...
You have Samantha. Is she here today?
Look,
She's at nursery?
Yeah.
Okay, who else? Chloe, do you have a younger brother or sister?
I have a baby brother.
I know you have a baby brother. Here's one for Silas. And Reese, do you have a baby brother or sister? Lars, you do too.
What about Sam?
Sam didn't come up. Well, we'll give one to her later. So now you can go back to your places, and we're all ready to listen to the readings.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord All-Powerful gives me just the right words to comfort the weary. Each morning He makes me eager to learn His teaching. The All-Powerful made me willing to listen and not rebel or run away. So I let them beat my back and pull out my beard. I didn't turn them aside when they made fun of me and spit in my face. But the Lord God keeps me from being embarrassed, and I refuse to give up because I know I will never be ashamed. My protector is nearby. The word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in praying Psalms 116. I will walk in the presence of the Lord.
I will walk in the presence of the Lord.
I love you, Lord. You answer my prayers. You paid attention to me. And so I will pray to you as long as I live.
I will walk in the presence of the Lord.
You are kind and merciful. You are kind, Lord, and good and merciful. You protect the ordinary people, and when I was helpless, you saved me.
I will walk in the presence of the Lord.
You, Lord, have saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, and now I will walk at your side in this land of the living.
I will walk in the presence of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus began telling his disciples what would happen to him. He said, "The nation's leaders, a chief priests, and the teachers of the law of Moses will make the Son of Man suffer terribly. He will be rejected and killed, but 3 days later he will rise to life." Then Jesus explained clearly what he meant. Peter took Jesus aside and told him to stop talking like that. But when Jesus turned and saw the disciples, he corrected Peter. He said to him, "Satan, get away from me. You are thinking like everyone else and not like God." Jesus then told the crowd and the disciples to come closer. And he said, "If any of you want to be my followers, you must forget about yourself. You must take up your cross and follow me. If you want to save your life, you will destroy it. But if you give up your life for me and for the good news, you will save it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. The scripture will be explained to us through a skit.
Hey guys, what are you up to?
We're on our way to church and Sunday school.
I believe in Jesus, and I go to church Sunday. But Sunday school takes up too much of my valuable time.
What are you up to, Frank? Tell me.
I'm checking out my baseball cards. This is my favorite player, Bryce Harper. His batting average is .320. He bats left and throws right-handed, and was born October 16, 1992, in Las Vegas, Nevada.
He loves cheese pizza and hamburgers. You know, I use his batting style when I play Little League baseball.
Frank, you say you believe in Jesus. Do you know his stats?
What do you mean?
You know where he was born, who were his disciples, names, some of his miracles, what's in the footy, and how he died.
I think one of his disciples was named Noah.
Wrong answer. Not even close. When we stand before God, what do you think will matter most? Knowing baseball stats and maybe being a good ball player, or knowing Jesus and sharing the good news?
One day, your cards will finally be sold in a garage sale for a few dollars. If you follow Jesus, you can be storing that treasure in heaven. Now that's the way to spend your valuable time.
Gee, I never thought of it that way. Care if we join you for Sunday school?
Good choice. Let's go.
Hey guys, what are you up to?
We're on our way to church and Sunday school.
I believe in Jesus. And I go to church sometimes, but Sunday school takes up too much of my valuable time.
You're going to be watching the game because my fantasy players are playing.
Here we go again.
Once in a while, we give the congregation an opportunity to contribute in a special offering. Today, our special offering is going to go to our education program, to our Sunday school, to VBS, and to other education programs that we have for the children throughout the year. So get your money out, and I want you to stand on that side aisle. You stand right here. You stand right here, Cameron. Reese, you stand on this side aisle. And you just stay right there. And these children are going to come out to the congregation and get your money and bring it up the aisles and put it in these buckets. So Chloe's ready on that side aisle. We've got Julia and Cameron here in the center and Reese on the side. So on the count of three, they're coming out. So put your money in your hand and let one of these people get the money, and then you bring it back up to one of these buckets. Okay, go. Go, go. Stay there. No, she's going to stay here and wait. The children, give it to somebody else. Give it to somebody else, and they'll bring it up. Put it in that bucket. Put it in that bucket. Bring the money up. Put it in the bucket. There's some more. I see more money up. I see more money. All right. I see more money. All right. How are you doing? How are you doing?
$1.
Oh, you only got $1. Goodness. You've got to have more friendly, more helpful people. All right. Okay. All right. Did everyone get an opportunity? How about you people in the choir? Did you get an opportunity to give? All right. Let's collect those baskets. Let me collect those baskets. And one more. And one more. Chloe, thank you very much. And then take your place back up into the front because we're going to sing a Thanksgiving song. Okay, one more.
Why do we need the money?
We need the money to buy these kinds of things and to for our education, for books and things.
Can you guys turn around this way? We're going to sing Six Lions, Six Lions. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, remember?
This is the joy.
going to invite the children to return to their seats. And I'm going to invite the Sunday school teachers to come forward. Laura Brown, I know that some people aren't here today. Laura, Colleen Doring, Liz, Ellen, Deirdre, John Smart, Darlene, and Terry Webster. Would you please stand here? Let these people see your smiling faces that the children see. We've got vacationers, Sunday school teachers too, so they're not here. So please join me in this prayer of blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, thank you for every teacher as they begin this new school year. Thank you for your ministry to your children. Sustain them in health, strong in body, mind, and spirit to move in faith, patience, and with expectation. Protect them and keep them. Encourage them to behold the beauty of your holiness. Bless their ears to hear the lovely, the uplifting, and the encouraging, and to shut out the demeaning and the negative. Cause their feet to walk in holiness and their steps ordered by you. Bless their hands to be tender helping hands to those in need, hands that bless. May their hearts be humble and receptive to those around them. May their minds be strong, disciplined, balanced, and faith-filled. Your grace be upon their homes and the classrooms that they may be havens of rest and renewal, sanctuaries of peace where the sounds of joy and laughter grace each room, where love and unconditional acceptance is never ending. Father God, grant success and prosperity in their places of ministry and life. May goodness and mercy follow each precious teacher all the days of their long, healthy lives. Lord, bless them and keep them. Make your face shine upon them and be gracious to them. Lord, lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And there is a beautiful copy of that prayer for you. Let's thank these wonderful teachers.